Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about what makes oneself a good heavy equipment salesperson. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then go to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Like, not everybody is capable of being a doctor or an engineer. In the same way, not everybody can become a good salesperson. It is true that we will all need to sell some or other things in our lives, but that does not make us a good salesman. In a nutshell, selling is considered to be the most difficult profession, and not many can succeed in this, making it through their career. Being a good salesperson needs skills, needs confidence, and needs all the ingredients that will make the other person realize that you are selling the right heavy equipment to them. In case if you are not confident on what you're selling, then they might hesitate to buy the most beneficial thing from you, your life or their life. Selling items of less value may not be so hard, but if you're given to sell heavy construction equipment, then you may find yourself in a tough spot. Heavy equipment are real expensive items, and it is certainly not an easy task to sell it in construction companies, to sell it to construction companies. Moreover, when you are trying to sell equipment to a person who uses heavy equipment of some other brand, it is very difficult to penetrate or steer their thoughts to buy your product. Like if they're a CAT person and you're a Komatsu salesman trying to sell them something, very hard, very hard. They may be very loyal to their brand and may not feel comfortable to switch to some other brand. You may have to know yours as well as their products really well so that you can find you may make a comparison at the end and understand what the extras you can offer, which he or she may not get from their brand. Providing discounts may not always work because people look for quality in the machines. And they also look resale. They might not want to have any discounts and will certainly not be able to compare on the quality of that machine. Okay. Next, learn the ins and outs of your product. It is very important to know the ins and outs of your machine that you're trying to sell. You can't sell something that you are not sure about. While you are in sales business, you may come across people who are experts in construction equipment and may give you a valuable suggestion about the product. Therefore, knowing about the product will give you the scope to counter them and possibly may sell the item to them. Know your competitors well. Remember, you are not the only person selling heavy equipment. Therefore, you will have to face a good number of competition from other players. It is imperative to know your competitors before you start pitching in for your product. Having no knowledge about the competitor product would be dangerous as it may tarnish your reputation as a salesman. People will find that you do not update yourself with the recent happenings in the world of heavy equipment. And finally, understand the needs of your customer. Please do not try to sell the customer something that he or she never want to have. You should first understand the requirements and then come up with the product. In this way, you will not only make a sale, but will also earn respect for yourself. Again, thank you for coming back to our podcast. If you got any questions, give us a jingle at 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.